3. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Nikhil, from the Irrelevant Stories, bringing you a new episode. And the conversation is about a lot of things, actually. We are having a little deeper conversation because New Year, New Us, and same Bakchodi. But we are having a conversation about empathy and the things that, I mean, empathy is just that word now in this state of the country that we are in. But it's a word, and we are having a conversation about it. And hopefully, it has a right balance between serious and also, you know, the fun Bakchodi thing that we do to make it a little more relevant. I mean, the Irrelevant Stories is an oxymoron now, as you can see. And I am the moron here who is bringing a lot of things. But anyway, I am the host, Nikhil, tuning in. And everybody here, the panel members who are here, Srihari, Archita, and Ganpati, how are you guys doing? Let's go around. What's up? Wow, silence. Just like my open mic audience. Thank you for enlightening me. The thing that I wanted to forget. Thank you for reminding me that nobody is going to respond. Huh? Bolo, bolo. Sorry.
I thought you didn't go today for the room.
Are ye sab audience ko nahi malum na chutiya. Ye aisa sab nahi bolne ka na fir. Fucking I went yesterday, okay? I did. I hosted the motherfucking thing. Why are you doing this to me, buddy? But anyway, please go on.
इसको क्या बोलते हैं
मतलब इसको क्या बोलते
हैं I mean ऐसे क्रिटिसाइज करने को तेरे को या किसी को भी
उसको रोज बोलते हैं ना मतलब जो जो तुम लोग रोज करते हो और आर यू कॉलिंग आउट द ट्रूथ
रोज इज द एक्ट एक्ट ऐसे आई वाज थिंकिंग लाइक वी वर गोइंग इनटू एम्पैथी सिंपैथी द फीलिंग नो सो आई थॉट व्हाट इज दिस काइंड ऑफ फीलिंग
ये बहुत ज्यादा गांजा मार के नहीं आई है तू अर्चिता बोले ऐसा कुछ ज्यादा ही aren't you a little more stoned for an empathy podcast no wonder everybody accepted to do an episode on empathy because everybody is stoned here fucking hell no wonder but anyway Ganpati kaisa hai please tell and then we'll go around the panel
it's a difficult question to answer these days kaisa hai
सबकी लगी पड़ी
है ये थेरेपी सेशन चलने वाला है डूड दिस आई नो फकिंग हेल डूड द मोमेंट आई आस्क हाउ आर यू एवरीबॉडी एवरीथिंग टर्न्स इनटू थेरेपी हियर फकिंग बट कूल
व्हाट आई मीन टू से इज दैट आई मीन दैट्स आल्सो प्रॉब्ली बिकॉज़ आई डिडंट हैव माय थेरेपिस्ट यस्टरडे शी पोस्टपोन्ड बिकॉज़ शी वाजंट फीलिंग वेल नेवरदलेस इट्स बीन ओके नॉट बैड नॉट टू ग्रेट ओके इरिटेटिंगली ओके That's the right way to describe it.
Irritatingly okay. Nice. Very nice word, dude. Irritatingly okay. If there are two words that I would describe my life ever, I would use these two words. Annoyingly okay. Irritatingly okay. Pathetically okay. This is fucking... ठीक है, अच्छा है यार. Nice. No wonder you are a teacher, bro. Like an English teacher, like a proper professor. Like you use these words properly. Chala, badhiya hai. Archita, what's your scene? What's up?
I'm fine.
Chalo, theek hai. Yeah, let's just leave with that. Let's just leave with that. Fucking. Srihari, how was the concert? I changed the question, motherfucking. I can't handle one more.
ऐसे सिचुएशन में मैं कैसे ऑटोमेटिकली आगे आ जाता
नाइस
या द कॉन्सर्ट वाज गुड स्लाइटली बोरिंग
स्लाइटली बोरिंग होली शिट डूड यू नो
पैथेटिकली गुड
ओके दैट वाज डिफरेंट when it comes to a concert.
it was good. The thing was, he sang most of his album songs, which I was not, I've never listened. So it felt boring, but otherwise it was good. The vibe, everything was good. Being alone.
Which concert?
Pradeep Kumar.
Oh, on New Year's.
Tamil. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Ganpati. So he did the most Srihari thing and the Nikhil thing ever, okay. So what he did? He went 4 o'clock का concert, ठीक है? And he entered and he was like, bro, बहुत public है. Just fair, of course. There's a concert, fucking. It's a concert, so it's going to be a lot of public. And by public, I meant Archita not to disappear. Fucking hell. But anyway, Anyway, dude, Shriyari, so 9 o'clock is like he was like, okay, now 9 baj gaya hai, to main nikal jata hu. He says, when the concert khatam nahi hua, his thinking was, oh, public hai, main ab bhi start karunga, then only I'll be able to get home, na. So he fucked up.
That's the truth. While entering it took me 1.5 hours just to enter, just because I came late. अब मुझे जाते टाइम भी वापस 1 घंटे मुझे खड़े होके उस भीड़ में नहीं जाने का था, तो I was like मुझे जाना है जल्दी. I fucked up.
गणपति is just like
just finish. What? Dude. I mean, I understand Yuvan Shankar Raja also is okay, but who does that to a Prateek Kumar concert?
dude, see, towards the end, all the songs were his album songs, which I've never heard of. So I was not able to vibe. I didn't have a company, first of all. Or it was like too crowded.
Dude, you know what?
Half an hour took me.
So what amazing problems.
I was going to a concert. If you didn't crowd, you chahiye tha, to uske ghar jana tha. Yeah, phone leke sun leta.
Archita, see this, these things are not allowed for the male community ever, okay?
Yes.
It's only for you guys that is allowed, okay? Like cutesy, oh my god, such cute fans, they can come to my house and I can sign their autographs and I'll sing for them. Bloody hell, hum log ka nahi hota hai, theek hai? We are like, we are the creeps there.
Phone le leta, phone earphone daake sun leta.
Haan.
Also, so another thing,
I can relate it. I'm sorry.
I'm used to this.
Are yaar. Don't. Gunpati. Why are you projecting yourself as this oppressed victim? That is just everybody's out to get you all the time.
No, that was a joke. Anyway.
So are you, but anyway. Oh God, no. Sorry. It was just right there. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. How did I get to this stage? This is the empathy podcast that we are having. Okay, fucking empathy. This is the empathy that we have towards each other.
Empathy.
Abhi, let's not interrupt. Let's not turn into misandrist. Ganpati, please go on.
I'm also wondering if you could afford Pradeep Kumar concert's ticket. I cannot afford Spotify premium.
Spotify भी मेरे पास भी नहीं है. I listen with that.
You don't have. I said I cannot afford. Difference देख रहे हो.
Correct. So, you know, if I had to provide a reference, I would use Tarak Mehta का उल्टा चश्मा, because you are भीड़े for sure. Because वो भी किधर भी लेके आ जाता है. मेरे पास तो नहीं है यार, टीवी भी नहीं है मेरे पास. तो मैं भेंचो रह रहा हूँ, मैं खाका खा रहा हूँ. हाँ, हमारे जमाने में आई वॉज वेरी चूतिया. आई एम स्टिल चूतिया. फकिंग हेल, मेरे पास स्पॉटिफाई प्रीमियम भी नहीं है. मेरे पास भी नहीं है चूतिया. यू आई एम यूजिंग द स्पॉटिफाई दैट यू गेव मी. फकिंग हेल, शेयर इट से वही स्पॉटिफाई मैं भी सुन रहा है, ठीक है. फकिंग हेल डूड, मैं स्पॉटिफाई पे पॉडकास्ट बना रहा है, मैं प्रीमियम नहीं खरीद रहा, लेकिन ठीक है. बट समडे आई विल एडवर्टाइज टू गेट फकिंग स्पॉटिफाई प्रीमियम. यू नो हाउ फक्ड अप दैट इज.
Let's get started.
Oh my god, thank you so much for reminding me that I should be doing my job. Let's get started. But yeah, actually, on that great note, let's get started. Yeah, fucking. So, talking about empathy, well, I would like to ask everybody first, ki, what is your definition surrounding empathy, like everybody? Because if I see that there is an actual definition and there is a human interpretation of empathy as well. So, I would just like to ask everyone, what's your thing? अरे कोई भी जाओ ना यार, यहाँ पे क्या चल रहा है. मैं why are you making my job a lot more harder for editing purposes? यार fucking hell.
अच्छा, go first.
Okay, so well, I'd say for a long time I did not even know whatever I used to, you know, a project or feel or towards someone, that feeling was called empathy.
Okay, what?
Yeah,
What's
for a
your
long time
rejection?
That's
I did not even know that this feeling, whatever it's called, is empathy. There was this one time, like from past 2 3 years, there was this one time where I was in a situation where I felt like I don't want somebody else to feel sorry for me,
Okay.
that things happened to me or I'm going through something and they are feeling, oh, who are you? It's okay. It's not okay that them feeling bad that these things happened to me and treating me like a, putting me in a weird spot.
Victim, right?
That's pity, na? That's I, but that I think that's pity. Like pitying someone and then sympathy, providing sympathy is different than empathy per se, right?
Empathy. But
Because
that's what
empathy
I'm
is,
saying.
oh, yeah. So,
That's what I'm
sorry
saying.
for interrupting. Yeah.
That's when, I started to realize that this is different than what I want to feel. Like, I want to feel that the other person understands what I'm going through, but not play like I'm the victim here.
Okay, correct. Okay.
So, I think that's when I actually started to understand about sympathy and empathy in in a detailed way. So, and then I also learned that how I should be treating others as well. I should be treating someone who's talking to me about their thoughts or being vulnerable to me. In that situation, how I should be. I think in that way I grew up, and that's how, for me, a definition of empathy came on, like that way. It's not like typically Google किया ऐसे फील करना है ऐसे करना है वैसे नहीं.
What a great way.
There was like a situation, a lot of situational ways where I got to this point.
Archita was this close to going. मैं गूगल करके खुद को कोड की लाइक आई कोडेड माई सेल्फ इन टू बी लाइक आई क्रिएटेड एन एल्गोरिदम लाइक बिग बैंग थियरी में होता है वो शेल्डन क्रिएट्स एन एम्पथी एल्गोरिदम फकिंग लाइक आई वाज दिस क्लोज टू मेकिंग दैट फॉर माई सेल्फ But like a follow-up question, Archita, when was this realization that happened to you? Like keep this difference between empathy and sympathy that you're talking about?
I guess it was 3 to 4 years ago.
Okay, so like pre-COVID, so 2018, 2019 times.
Ha, 1920, yes, sir.
Look at what
Nice.
you're up to. We don't count years anymore. We count eras.
Yeah, pre-COVID, post-COVID,
Pre-COVID.
right? Yeah. It's sad, dude. Fucking hell, it's sad. It is.
It began during COVID.
We're during COVID, no? I mean, you
Yeah.
can have that distinction because when people who survived COVID, they end up being yeah, COVID भैंचो थे क्या? People who died COVID, like, मैं मर चुका हूँ भूसड़ी के. Like, what else do you want me to do? Like, I'm literally dead. You bastard, you're treating me like nothing. That's how, like, it's just sad. But anyway, Ganpati, Srihari, can you please provide your definitions here?
Ganpati,
ये
ये क्या चल रहा है ये लड़कों में यू नो
अरे
व्हाट इट्स अ गाय प्रॉब्लम सर आप जाओ ना सर दैट्स व्हाई वी कांट हैव अ थ्रीसम प्रॉपर्ली लाइक अ फकिंग टू गाइस एंड अ गर्ल थ्रीसम डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट इट्स लाइक सर आप जाओ ना सर व्हाई आर यू सर प्लीज चप्पल उतारो ना सर व्हाट द फक आर यू डूइंग सर यार ओके गणपति प्लीज गो नाउ आई एम बीइंग वेरी स्पेसिफिक नाउ द फक यू ऑल
एम्पथाइजिंग फॉर ईच अदर
This is not a okay, sure. Fuck it. Cool.
I don't exactly remember when I came across this word for the first time, but the understanding of it, even that, I can't really put my finger on this year or around this time. I understood what empathy was. What I have come to understand after, especially so, all of this thinking and unlearning happened only after I came to Chennai in the last 3 years, and what I have come to understand is that empathy is nothing but treating others the way you want yourself to be treated. Like, that's exactly what the Bible says: do unto others as you want others to do unto you. That's as simple as that. There is it is as simple as that. And I don't think there is anything else needed. So once that is established, everything else falls into place, whether it is consent or just asking how are you doing or anything of that sort. And it came. I do that a lot. I ask people. I talk to people. I want to be there for people that way a lot because growing up, I have not had that. So I know how much it means to people when somebody just ask them how are you, even if they don't want to share. And it just ask them how they're doing. So I've always wanted to be that person for everyone around me because I did not have one person growing up. So that is my input. Do what you would. Would you like anyone else to say or do something to you if you were like something harsh or something nice, whatever it is? If the answer is yes, then do the same thing. If the answer is no, then keep quiet. As simple as that.
That's great, man. I really love this podcast because it's one of the places where a person called Ganpati can read from a Bible and not get burned. I know I shouldn't be that. I know that should not be the takeaway. But the moment he was like, quoting the Bible, I'm like, bro, tu Ganpati. Okay, nice. This is very interesting. This is interesting now. Nice, man. But I agree. I would come to my opinions later. First, Sriyari, what's your definition?
I'll be a bit like a corporate employee. I'll just say plus one to Ganapati and add my points then. I actually, I mean, I really agree with Ganapati. Like, I've been also in the same situation, and like when you didn't have someone to check on you or ask or how things are there, and so that, and on top of whatever Ganpati said, I say to me it's more about listening is one of the major or important things in empathizing or empathy. It's not that you already, if someone comes to you or tell something, it's not that you provide a solution to them or like Achida said, make them feel bad or pity. It's that you just listen to them. They are there to tell you something about how they feel. Just listen to them. All they want is them to be heard. So that is what I feel empathy is like, someone coming to you, and also like empathy said, I've been in, I've faced many of those situations like alone and that. So that's when I also felt like I should not at least make others feel like that way. At least they should not be in that position. So I completely agree with them on that.
That's great, man. That's beautiful. I really love how beautifully articulate these answers were from each and every one of you, because empathy is it's a beautiful concept, but a lot of misrepresentation surrounds empathy as well in this present day and age. Like, you would see a lot of it. Empathy, like, according to me, at least, is agreed similar to on the similar lines of whatever you guys told. But it's more like it just comes down to sharing feelings. That's all. It just comes down to, are you able to share your feelings? And are you able to provide that space where it's not alone anymore? It's just that, like in that moment, like if I'm sharing, like if I'm talking to someone, like let's say I'm talking to Achita and she is coming to a problem, and or I'm coming to a problem, let's say that, okay. The ability to just share that problem with someone and not be like, okay, it's not transactional. Let's just say it that there's no transaction involved here. Ki aake mere ko, I will get something out of it or whatever. It's purely like, okay, I'm sharing this. I don't want you to like provide me with something. Like, that's not the intention here. It's just okay. Like, do you understand? That's all there is to it in that moment. Like, do you understand what I'm going through? And that's cool. That's cool. Because, growing up now, there is a lot of misrepresentation, I would say, surrounding this thing. Like, inherently we are taught ki yes, we are supposed to be helping each other and stuff, but then as we grow up we forget that we are supposed to be doing that. It's amazing. And then we take over the we and then there is this difference that ends up happening when there is empathy and then sympathy. Sympathy takes over. Like, at least I'll give my example and then I'll ask like I'll try to understand your opinions in this. Where growing up as a kid, at least, I never like had a thing where I was like, okay, what empathy? Like, I did not know what empathy was. I knew sympathy. And I thought sympathy was better. That's what they think, because you're sympathizing with an individual. That's what it was, right? You're sympathizing with an individual. Like, in the sense ki you are feeling bad for the person. Instead, like feeling fellow, are bechara. Oh my God, how, like, what a pity I have for this person. Like, how sad their life is. Like a typical, like, wo hota hai na, like a privileged person looking at an underprivileged, like, oh my God, what a sad life. And almost like they're doing it just because they want to feel like, okay, they are a nice person, but they don't really inherently want to help them. You're just feeling like, okay, you're just recognizing that it's bad, but you move on. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you are also treating them like that. You understand that there's a problem, there is a systematic, there's inherent problem there, but you are also part of the problem in that moment. Where you're just sympathizing with the person and we're like, okay, this is there. I'm pitying the person. That's my job. That's all done. I won't do anything else. I won't really, like, I won't talk to the person. I won't interact with them. I'll treat them like how the world treats them, but I'll have a little more feeling. I'll feel a little more bad for the person. I'm like, wow, that's just incredible. The moment that switch happened after a point, when I started going through things, and that's where the fuck all transition happens, where you end up thinking, ki yaar, fucking, this is such an important thing, this inherently basic stuff, yet a profoundly important thing, concept rather, is not taught in schools or anywhere in society. It's not taught. तुम लोग को सिखाया था क्या the concept of empathy or something when you were growing up? Like, of course, A, B, D, C, D, whatever. Like, of course, these things were taught. I shut up, okay? I know I fucked up there, okay? I know.
A, B, D, Williams कहाँ से आ गया
अभी? Okay. It's so fucking annoying. Where? Like, ये सब सिखाया, A, B, C, D सब सिखाया, but then they didn't teach you the important concepts that is supposed to help the society become better. Tum log ko tha kya aisa?
We can take this like schooling ka topic as a separate topic. School mein kya sikhaya, kya nahi sikhaya?
Nahin, but as in, I'm actually talking about
I get your question. It's just on a funny note. I'm giving ideas for next episode.
Next episode. Chalo, note kar liya, sir. Note pad raha. I have noted right now. It's like, school mein kya sikhaya terko?
Kya nahi sikhaya?
Okay. So, I'll go. So, do you guys remember, like, I don't know if you guys had this, like, In a span of like some time, maybe during your 4th, 5th, or 6th, 7th, you guys had moral values classes.
Moral science, yeah. Moral science karke tha, yeah.
So, in those books, there used to be stories related to such things like happy, helping someone, being happy, being there for someone, and some things like that. So, but I think, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I never understood at that point when these stories were taught. I guess even teachers couldn't convey it in like 4th, 5th standard level, maybe like 9, 10 year old mind to understand all these things. And it was like, it was there in curriculum, but none of us understood.
Okay. So I have a little opposing view here. I don't know. I purely from my perspective, I guess, I don't know. The view is, I think kids are inherently helping. Like, the inherent nature of them is help. But then we, like, when like adults sort of change them into something and they become the versions that we are. I'll give you an example, okay? There was an example that I have. Like, Oh, when I was like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old kid, I had this lunch mein, it was like apple tha. Like I had this like proper fresh apple, like the whole apple, okay. And I gave it to this. So there was always, obviously there's people working there in schools and stuff. So I think I gave it to someone. Not sure. He was just working in school, etc., etc. So I just gave him, like, he looked like he wanted food. I'm like, okay, can you please have this? So I just gave. Okay, now here's the thing. This is not something like extraordinary or something. It's cool. I had excess thing. I shared it with someone. That's all there is to it. That's the entire thing. There's nothing incredible that is happening. Cool. Now, when that happened, instead of being sort of, or rather, leaving. Either you, so you can do two things here if you're a decent human being. Either you can leave it like it's a normal thing and let it go and create the space where it's normalized, or you can glorify it and say ki other, so that others also follow it. Ki aisa sab karna hota hai. My case was, I think it was a teacher who came and stopped me, like, why are you doing this? You should not be doing this. You should not be sharing doing this. As well. I'm like, what's the problem here? Inherently, I had this thing. Ki, what is the problem here? You're sharing food to a person. I mean, if I had given the apple to you, you fucking would have ate it.
I can
That's the
agree
problem. That's the fucking problem that is there. Like, we are sharing stuff to underprivileged people. That's the fucking problem. Like, how the fuck can you share this to somebody who is not us? That's where it fucks me up. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. That is a taste. Like, when you see this. When you see this as a 6-year-old kid or 7-year-old kid, this is happening right in front of you. So kya hi, what will we expect from the world that we grow up? Like, so there's no conversation happening because the world that we grew, that at least the privileged people, yeah, like at least me, I would take no, I wouldn't call anybody, I would talk about me per se, like me. When I see this, I'm like, okay, so aisa hi duniya chalta hai kya? That's the way, and we accept this. That's how we accept and we keep growing and we become this delusional person where doing the bare minimum is okay. And matlab, rich friends get rich people, Ray. Basically that. Rich friends get rich friends. Baaki sab gaand marane jao tum log. Aisa. And I have such huge problems with this whole thing. Holy fuck. So like, that's where I'm like, okay. So, and this has happened. It's not just with me that this happened. I saw two, three people where they went through this. Two, three kids who went through this. And I'm like, okay. So
with
that's
the
my
same
question.
teacher.
Like, I don't know. Like, aisa, matlab, it was some other school ka, like my friend told me the similar story, something like that. So, vaisa sub scenes. So, I mean, yeah, of course, it was the same teacher. We're like, oh, fucking, you dickhead. Like, why? Why are you being such a fucking prick? Of course. But no, it's a pan-India problem. It's not just a like a one school problem. It's a pan-India problem. That's the problem here. Fucking hell. So my
I can
the,
add on that.
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, sorry, no. The question, the thing was ki aisa, I my opinion was ki bachche log, they are inherently trying to be good, but the system fails them. Sorry, please go on.
So yeah, I just want to add on that. Like, same. See, when we grew up, I'll say, we all had a choice. Like, we weren't taught to do certain things in certain ways, understand this. We were not taught stuff, anything, like, what we do now, how, as a person, how we are. I guess, as a child, you don't teach the kids ki aise karo vaise karo. They learn from you.
Okay.
And these two things are different. Teaching someone and them learning from you is two different things. So when kids are actually seeing you do certain things, they observe it and they learn from that. They don't go like, when there is some kid falling or fighting with someone, or maybe some reason you tell them to feel, tell them to say ask them sorry, bolo unko sorry bolo. at that point, you're not teaching the kid ki, you know, you should feel sorry in
yeah,
sense
okay.
ki tumne unko hurt kiya. Kyunki you should make them understand ki ha, tum sorry unko bolo and make them feel ki ha, tumne galti ki hai, isliye tum sorry bol rahe ho.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes with a lot of stuff and we guys have learned it as we grew up. ऐसे बचपन से ही नहीं थे हम, so I guess that's there that we kids can't be taught these things, they have to learn it from their you know guardians, parents and anyone closer.
The circle per se.
Yeah.
I agree. हम लोग को ऐसा वो neural network मालूम है तुम लोगों को? Basically, it's a neural network is a concept. It's a artificial intelligence algorithm where you are the bot is being taught to learn based on reinforcement. Basically, if the task is done correctly, they are rewarded. If the task is not done correctly, they are punished so that the person, the algorithm learns better. So hum, basically what I'm saying is hum log ko algorithm banaya hai. Basically, we are the algorithms here. We are the neural networks here. Fucking hell. I mean, in a way, sure, we need to look at it, but it's such fucked up, dude, ki hum log, like throughout the world, the world where we are growing up to, where we are the artificial, like, we are, basically, we are the first people who are, like, aisa neural network se bada ke, we have, oh my god, shit. But yeah, theory, Ganpati, tum log, Ganpati, please share, yeah?
Picking up from what Archita said, yes, I mean, empathy cannot be taught, needs to be caught, yes. But what that brings two questions. First, what is teaching itself? Because if teaching is not, if precept is all just about preaching, and that is saying things and not being things, then that's not teaching at all, because the example is the best way to learn. So, like Archita said, kids pick up from where we are. But, like what you said, that also exists. There is always a consequence, positive or negative, for every action that we do.
Correct.
However, while bringing the child up, the consequence is always made into good or bad. It's the child is never exposed to the gray. It's always black and white, black and white, black and white. So by the time the child grows up and you see something gray happening, it's like, oh, what just happened? This is not what you want. So empathy is that gray area. Because if you see, let's say you, while growing up, you fall down, right? You trip and fall. What does mama do? Mama says, let's beat the ground up. How dare the ground hurt you? Let's beat that ground up. Two things are happening. You are not letting the child understand that it's your fault that you fell. You did not walk properly. That's all there is. One.
Correct. Agreed. Agreed. Full agreed. Bachcha to hai chutiya sala. Kya hai? Kya hai? See, if you know, you know. That's all. That's all I'm saying. If you guys know, you know. That's all.
If you do something like this and you are hurt, it is always because of someone else. You are not responsible for your own actions. Now, if you cannot take responsibility for your actions, empathy can never happen. Because
agreed.
You would say, you got hurt, it's not my problem.
Yeah. This is an inherently Indian sentence. Such an Indian sentence. What do you mean I should be solving your problems here?
I can add a sentence here. Like, you know, when people come up to you and they say, if you're hurt, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry if you're hurt.
Oh my god, yes.
Additional apology screwed me up. So I have a very, very very memorable incident that happened. So I was talking to this poet on Instagram. It was in 2021. So I liked her poetry a lot, and I was talking to her, and it instinctively I said something. It was hurtful. I knew what I said was hurtful, but I did not realize that I was making a conditional apology. What I had said was, "I'm sorry if my words hurt you." She's like, "Asshole, your words did hurt me."
वहां पे तो इफ स्टेटमेंट डाल दिया लाइक अ कोड ऐसा.
What the hell is this? And then I understood that, okay, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. I am sorry. And then she wrote a poem on that. How conditional.
Not if she is a poet who is watching, this is a reel now. Okay, this is a reel. Poet, please follow us. The Irrelevant Stories. Please come. Oh my god, this is hilarious. More power to you. More power to you, poet.
The next day I asked her, was the conversation the source of this conversation? Partly, it's also all the pent up. I mean, you said if and what I had been thinking about of if also came out, and that's how the poem came about. So,
that's nice.
So,
it's a conditional accountability, na?
Yes.
It's a very conditional accountability.
And it's so deeply rooted, so much even in our vocabulary that we don't even realize. Just like we say, things like women should be allowed equal rights. I mean, the point allowed itself,
it should.
Right?
No. Yeah.
That's, and I was having a conversation with a guy yesterday. When he said, I don't agree with the feminist, I still say that not all men are privileged. I said, being a man, if you are a man, you are privileged. As simple as that.
And hey, Ruknaik. Please. Sorry. Very sorry for interrupting.
And then he said, no, it doesn't happen. And then he made the statement, I agree that most women should be allowed equal space. I was like, dude, patriarchy has so deeply roots, taken root in you. You're saying allowed. Who are you to allow? So just like that, it's rooted so much even in our vocabulary that empathy as it is needs to be, which is supposed to be a natural human tendency, which we grow up with, like you said, Nikhil. We naturally, inherently possess empathy. Thanks to the society, thanks to our upbringing, thanks to whatever, everything that's there, right from patriarchy to regressive
things. Pushed away.
It has come to be a word, an insulting slur.
Yeah.
If you are an empath, you are a wuss. That's the sorry state of affairs that we are in.
What do you mean? तेरे को गांड नहीं मारने का है लोगों को? What do you mean?
What a serious बात चल रहा है. अचानक निखिल comes and goes, what do you mean? तेरे को गांड नहीं मारने
का? अरे नहीं सच्ची रुकना. So I have this. I'm very sorry. I have this one comment, Ganpati. Then you will know. Like you will be having a lot more points here. Okay. Comment as in. I took a screenshot of a comment section of a comment. So basically the post was about how I think there was somewhere some girl had messed up or somewhere. ठीक है? तो उसमें the comment section, there's one comment who goes, and I'm not kidding, there was a I'll read it out. No wonder why men are against feminism. Okay, men against feminism. Men, aisa sab ne ki I am against feminism. I am bol deta. Men, on behalf of me as well. Bloody, you chut. Okay, this is the Irrelevant Stories. There are three people. There, all three guys are feminists here. Okay, so fuck you, bada. Okay, so anyway, no wonder men are against feminism. Women only speak up when it suits their agenda. They don't want any kind of equality with men, but rather a plus point for being psychopaths. Okay, so this is one comment. Basically, this comment was about, I remember the post now, apparently, you know, Urvashi Rautela is apparently following and harassing Rishabh Pant. So that was the
Rishabh
post.
Pant.
So that's been happening. Cool. So
that, there's no base for that.
No base, correct. Absolutely. Now there's a girl who, this is obviously who commented, by looking at one example, you want to justify how men are against feminism. Do you even know what feminism is? And I was like, oh, more power to you, girl. Obviously. And to the guy who is writing this, okay, to a guy who actually asks, this is why men are against feminism, Aisa sir. Okay. And then who guys ask, why are men not, why are girls not trusting men? Because I'll tell you, history nikal ke dekho chutia. If you take out history, sati as a concept existed. Do you not remember? Why should any girl be trusting you? There is a reason why. Tere ko pati nahi bana dekha tha because sati existed. Motherfucker, how does this?
Then the woman is not safe. That's how it was. Even if the man is dead, the husband is dead, the woman is not safe.
You fucking donut. Seriously. This is so annoying, dude. This is where empathy lacks. When there is a lack of empathy, there is also lack of understanding privilege. There is a huge lack of understanding privilege because we are like, you know, sympathy or empathy mein difference hai, mein notice kiya. Like, I have noticed, and obviously you guys have noticed, please share your examples here. One thing, as Ganpati told, allowed, and it should be taken, like, allowed nahi hona chahiye. Like, aisa allowed kya dal diya chutiya? If statement dal diya phaltu mein. One thing that I found was, I fucking forgot. It's like an overwhelm. I forgot. I was about to tell this amazing line. I fucking forgot the whole thing. This is how my mind functions. I'm like, "Tereko main 1 second ke liye rich karega," and then immediately you will fuck up. I'm like, shit. Oh, so basically, what I was saying. Wait. Oh, haan, tum log bolo na. Main fir yaad karke bolta hoon. Shrihari, please, you haven't spoken here. Please, tu bol na, bhai.
Wait, the only thing which I can say is that I heard this line, I think we were having some seminar or something with our MD. I think she was telling, whenever you apologize, if it follows with buts and ifs, then it doesn't make sense.
Correct.
Just one line, she just finished it.
Perfect.
And she was mentioning this because, like, she's like our here. A regional MD here in Chennai, and she was telling, like, she was giving this example when she was like getting into the management side, and she was the woman, this thing was diversity was less, and just because she was woman, like, people would apologize, they will fuck up something, they will apologize, and then they would say, but if mm-hmm. and again blame her or make her the victim. So mm-hmm. he was telling this thing. So that's the only thing that came to my mind when we are talking all this. And yeah, I think talking about what children learn and unlearn, it's all about what they see and how they grow. Because at least if I have to take my example, lately only I realized that I behave how my parents have behaved in past or how they behave in general. Mm-hmm. Like if someone, I have seen them doing that as a kid. So now whenever something similar happens, I also do the same. But that's like by default it comes. So then, and that's when I realize, okay, this is what is empathy and this is what is sympathy. So yeah, there was no proper ki Wikipedia, Google sab padke, meaning sab sabarke. It all came with experience.
I agree, bro. I fully agree. And my example, I recollected. So basically what I was implying, and it was really cool. Like I listened to the whole thing. So don't worry. This will actually correlate to what my example is. The correlation is the difference between that I find between empathy and sympathy is when it comes to sympathy, let's say, Archita, you are speaking your point of view. Okay. Point khatam bhi nahi hua. And the person goes, yes, okay. And then he starts talking about his point. Okay, his or her point. Aisa, no consideration to what your problem is, what your thing is. Basically, like let's say I'm talking about it, okay. Like, I'm talking about, or rather, let's take a girl's problem itself. Now, like you will see when, and this happens in a lot of posts when they're dedicated to feminism or female movements per se, where they talk about equality and stuff. And in that moment, there'll be comment section where we'll like, and comment section maybe guys will be starting to will start talking about how they have problems. I'm like, this is fine, but why are you talking about this in a post centered around something else entirely? I think that is empathy. So basically what the lot of guys will be like, yeah, I know they have problems, but again, as you guys also mentioned here, but I have this problem. I also suffered, completely neglecting the privilege or completely neglecting the problems that the other person has. It's not about you. We have the moment we are able to take the spotlight away from us and place it into this group or the person who needs it, that's when we start at least acknowledging empathy.
In fact, like you said, sympathy hogs the spotlight.
Yeah.
Empathy moves away from it.
Agreed. And I also agree that men can't be feminists. Because, no, this is not a joke. This is actually an article that I read where the article was about men can't be feminists because it's feminism is a movement, especially by the marginalized community. And the moment you also include men in that, so it takes the spotlight away where the intention of the feminist movement is for the guys to stand beside, not ahead. To stand beside them so that the women get the spotlight that they deserve. And I'm like, wow, this is actually true. So in a way, men can't be feminists.
The basic problem with, about all this, feminism topic is that most people don't know the exact meaning of that. Like, very, very simple or very basic thing is that, like, you have a female friend and then you talk in support of that. You are being a feminist. I am talking for us. मुझे क्या हुआ? तो इसमें feminism कहाँ से आया?
Male को hurt हुआ है ना bro?
हाँ वही.
And the worst part is people get offended for other people.
ये तो सर आप stand up की बात कर रहे हैं यहाँ पे please. ये तो सर please.
It has happened, dude. I remember this has happened so many times. I would be making a joke about, let's say, my own brother. He would be offended. The person who's listening to the joke would be offended. And what's your problem? My brother himself is not offended. What's your problem?
This is empathy ka second level, delusional. This is ye alag level pe ye empathy ja raha hai. So like, wo tere bhai ko nahi malum pad raha hai abhi that he is offended. But in the future, I'm like, what?
He will be.
This is fucking what? It's incredible, so, you know?
I was waiting for you guys to, you know, finish up because I was enjoying the fact that you guys are talking about this topic as men. Like, because, you know, I have met few men or talk. I wouldn't say I would go and meet them in person because of their actions.
मैं तो फिर तेरे को disown ही कर दूँ.
Actually, see, I have met, like, I guess at a point in their life, every female meets some men who treats and, you know, argues with them that they are wrong because they are feminists.
Yeah, na.
तुम फेमिनिस्ट हो क्यों हो तुम्हें नहीं होना चाहिए दैट्स रॉन्ग यू नो व्हेन दे वी व्हेन देयर आई दिस इज अ रियली सेंसिटिव टॉपिक देयर्स ऑलवेज ऑफन केसेस ऑफ रेप अमंग फीमेल्स लाइक यू नो इन इट्स रियली फ्रीक्वेंट एंड यू शुड नोटिस दिस और मे बी यू गाइस हैव नोटिस दैट after whenever this kind of cases comes up and there's always few men in the comment section saying ki not all men
yeah
I get so angry. I mean,
and
no, it's not on.
वही तो है क्लियर डिफरेंट क्लियर डिल्यूशनल थिंकिंग क्लियर सिंपति.
आई हैव सेकंड क्वेश्चन सेकंड थिंग इज दैट हमारे साथ भी तो होता है.
हाँ अरे तो क्या भोसड़े के न्यूज में क्या क्या आके बोल रहा है भाई. न्यूज नहीं बोल सकते क्या यहाँ पे आके बोलना ही बंद कर दे क्या फिर.
इवन इन दैट केस हमारे साथ होता है. टेल मी statistically speaking, let's not even talk about anything else. Statistically speaking, how many female rapes are reported? Just take the reported cases, and how many are reported when it comes to a man getting raped? Number one. Number
you know
two.
What they'll reply?
Statistics.
Lot of men don't get. No. Lot of men don't come to report now because it's shameful.
What about women then?
It's no, the no, same. No. Because a lot of men are being raped by men. No. Anyway, let's go on.
I told this to a guy.
That was a dark.
I
shit.
Told this to a guy.
That was too dark.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. But it's horrible. It's so infuriating. Because you know what? The fucking problem kya hai malum? Ye log jo rape apologist hai na, when a male victim comes out, they will all shame the guy. These same chutias will shame the guy. That's the problem.
I mean, that way we can actually give them credit. They're not biased towards just
अरे तुम लोग एक बार बात करो. I'll just come 1 minute. तुम लोग बात करो. Continue करो.
We cut you short. Go ahead.
So this fact, I mean, I started noticing these things more and more often. Obviously, rape cases are not too rare. Okay, it's not something that rare. And there was this recently, I guess there was this guy's case who was molested or something related to that. You know what happened? The people who were bringing out this news were not bringing out this news because they wanted to, you know, say ki ha iske sath hua hai and it's the news. They in a way came out like tum hamesha girls ka rape hota hai, you guys come forward. No, now iska rape hua, come forward. Yeah, he's molested, come forward. It's like, dude, it's not a competition. Exactly. It's not a competition. He was molested, and we are molested like by other people. I'm not gonna even say men or females. I'm just gonna say that by people, and it's a really sensitive topic, and you bring out things like these, which are just not related to it. Like, you guys are like telling me, telling a victim the thing that happened to you is just gonna slide down, but we are gonna bring out this big topic here. See, ab hamare saath bhi hota hai. Nahin, ye tumhare saath nahin hua hai, uske saath hua hai.
The clear lack of empathy.
Yeah. So exactly. When there is empathy, I remember watching this. This was a beautiful, how do I say, portrayal of empathy on screen. If I remember, there's this movie that came in Hindi called Haunted. How many of you remember that?
Haunted.
I remember.
Haunted. Right? Horror movie.
Ha ha ha.
Udhar bahut sex hota hai, bro.
No. No, there's sex nahi hota.
Arey nahi, wo movie pe bahut hua hai. Main dekha hai movie.
I'm
empty. Which Haunted are you talking about?
It came when I was in fifth or sixth.
No, that's a different Haunted then. Yeah. Yeah, alag Haunted hai. Main Haunted 3D dekha.
I think Nikhil, you and me are thinking about the same Haunted.
Ah, hum dono chutiya hai. Hum log wahi pe jata hai kabhi bhi. Sorry, Ganpati. Please go on.
A young couple moves to go for a vacation kind of a thing to a remote area at their bungalow. Of course, it's a good bungalow because it's
of
a
course.
Right.
course.
So, and what happens is that a girl would have died around that, somewhere near that bungalow, and some and there's also one other guy who died, who is apparently a stronger bhoot. And he would, so what actually would have happened is, I mean, are spoilers okay? I don't
What?
know. So the flashback, what happens is that the girl who died would have actually been raped by her own piano teacher.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay. And this guy, he will attempt to rape
Yeah.
her. And so he would have attempted to rape her. My brother is coming in early. No, he wouldn't have raped her. He would have attempted to rape her, but then she, it happened, a freak turn of events. She ends up killing him. Okay. And then after he turns into a bhoot, he rapes her. Okay. And that girl also is dead. Now, coming to the currently what happens is, these two girls are there, and this guy, no, not this only guy is there. He doesn't have a girlfriend. So this guy is there, and he's trying to he's hanging out with friends and all of that, but he keeps getting a one dream again and again. He keeps listening to a girl screaming help, help, help again and again. So one old man who's the chowkidar kind of a person, he tells her, what's going on? I keep listening to what, seeing this same visual again and again. I keep hearing this girl scream help again and again. I'm not able to. So every single time, what will happen is, it will almost like his time travel and try to save her from the entire chain of event happening and all of that, but it will not happen. So every time he would miss her by, let's say, a few minutes, and then she would the girl would be raped again. And somehow, and a few days later, this keeps happening 3-4 times, and the fifth time it happens, this way will be frustrated. I don't know how I'm why I'm not able to save her. Essentially, it is going back in time and saving her from being even touched inappropriately. That's the story. But he won't be able to do it. So the chowkidar in the present, he would say, before you time travel again, instead of trying to save her, think what would have happened if you were in her. So up until that point, he wouldn't have felt what would have happened to her at all. At that moment, when he says that, the hero would actually see, you would actually see tears rolling down his eyes. So that was a beautiful way of portraying empathy, even though you are not by birth physiologically same. It is just trying to understand, if it were happened to you, would you, what would you feel? If that can happen in a movie, you can easily happen, can easily happen anywhere. Empathy is just about, like you said, understanding and putting, doing or saying things to others as you want others to do or say to you.
Oh, very
It's
beautifully portrayed. But okay, I know I shouldn't be asking this, but is the movie that good, or are you just a good orator?
You know, right? I like that was the only horror movie I had liked in a long, long time.
Is it
Okay.
a Hindi movie?
It's a Hindi
It
movie. ये
is a... it
हिंदी मूवी में ऐसा डीप मूवी बना रहा है?
is
It's
so
pretty old.
I'm giving you more credit, bro, because that movie I don't think is that deep and all.
It is good, and it is also, I mean, cinematically also, it's very thrilling. It's fun to watch.
Of course it is. Very nice. Very nice. It's a great analogy that you portrayed, where you talked about like the chain of events that happened, and ultimately how it leads to the beautiful
And after
dialogue.
to save her,
Yeah,
of
he's
course,
able to save us.
of course, he has to fall in love with that girl and all of that. All the
हाँ,
drama.
वो तो होना ही है.
अरे
इट्स अ बॉलीवुड मूवी आफ्टर ऑल. वही तो मैं देखा यार. वो पहले वो
इज
बोल देता तो मैं इतना इम्प्रेस नहीं होता ना.
इट
आई एम लाइक ओके फक यस वी आर प्लीज सॉरी.
नो, आई वाज थिंकिंग, इज द मूवी हॉन्टेड और समहाउ फील्स लाइक कृष्णा कॉटेज, सो आई वाज कंफ्यूज्ड.
That's a fucking confusion. Sriyari, you are me at this point. Be better. Ganpati itna mast story bol ke.
Googling the fucking movie
Hey,
ki
no.
kaha
same. I did that right now.
I
Fucking Ganpati, please enlighten us, yaar. Which movie is this? Because Bollywood doesn't make such movies, yaar.
I said haunted Bollywood movie. Nothing came up.
I said haunted 3D
movie.
Haunted
movie, old movie in Hindi.
Look at our Google keyword searches. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? वो टाइम ट्रैवल करने गया है. तो गणपति, इज इट सीरियसली कॉल्ड हॉन्टेड? और व्हाट इज द मूवी कॉल्ड? बिकॉज़ हम तीनों ढूंढ रहे हैं, नहीं मिल रहा है ब्रो. व्हाट अ ग्रेट मूवी. द मूवी इज इटसेल्फ हॉन्टेड. फकिंग हेल, इट्स वी कांट फाइंड इट ओनली.
आई सी वन हॉन्टेड 3D फ्रॉम 2011, बट यू आर सेइंग योर
विक्रम भट्ट का ना. आफ्ताब का मूवी है ब्रो. क्या बोलू, वो ग्रैंड मस्ती बनाया है. ग्रैंड मस्ती इज डेफिनेटली हॉन्टेड. ग्रैंड मस्ती इज डेफिनेटली हॉन्टेड. इट हॉन्ट्स योर मेमोरीज कि व्हाई द फक डिड आई कम एंड वॉच दिस मूवी. ओ माय गॉड.
Yeah, I watched Grand Musti in front of my dad.
Great Grand Musti, dude. Wo Grand Musti, Grand Musti, fucking hell. Tu papa ke saath dekhi, dude. Papa, dude, kya haunt kiya hoga na papa ko? Ye kya kharab movie. Why? What okay. happened here? Why is everybody doing Google search while we are haunted? In the middle of a fucking shoot?
Like, I found the clip. Haunted Rehan tries to prevent Iyer's death.
Kya?
There's some random okay.
clip. Hey, can
we'll,
we?
We'll take this we, off the radar.
Ye cut ho jayega.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
you guys are making my life so miserable. But it's
Ganpati ab khane chala gaya.
No fucks given. I have done everything in life right now by narrating this fuck all movie into this amazingly beautiful challenge movie, and now I'm going to go and eat and not give a fuck about there is a shoot happening right in the middle.
Hey, haunted is his name. Yeah.
Haunted is the name. Bhai, hum log teen log search kiya hai. We have found one haunted, which is haunted 3D. This is haunted 3D. And to the Irrelevant Stories people who are listening to us, and if you have not able to find haunted, please let us know. We'll at least send you a link so that you won't get be traumatized like by this suggestion.
वो गलत haunted देखे, इसमें तो काफी empathy है भाई.
Yeah.
उसमें बहुत सारी चीजें feel हो रही हैं. जो तू feel कर रहा है वो मैं भी feel कर रही हूँ. जैसे वाला.
Professor Iyer करके एक बंदा, that is the name of the,
that's the clip I found. 4 minute का clip मिला मेरे को बस.
Yeah wait,
Professor Iyer haunted. Hey bastard,
Vikram Bhatt का ही movie है रे. हाँ
है. हाँ, Rehan tries to prevent
Iyer. Fuck, इसी में तो बहुत sex होता है. इसी में तो बोला fucking bastard. This is it.
India's first stereoscopic 3D film.
What a turn it took.
And sex scenes in 3D.
Yeah, dude, sex scenes in 3D. Yuck. And oh my god. What a.
Oh my god.
But
okay, the sensitive topic is funny at all.
No. Let's not go there right now. But no, seriously, yaar, what the hell? It's 2011.
Vikram Bhatt, Mahakshay Chakrabarty, Twinkle Bajpayee, Achyut Kaur, Aryan Zakarian.
Twinkle nahi be, Tia Bajpayee hai wo.
Tia Bajpayee.
Main Twinkle hi dikha hai.
They fucked up the name also. They no fucks given for the actress who played the role of a ghost. I'm like, she's going to disappear anyway. Why should we give her the opportunity for having some validation?
Nikhil, we both have watched the movie. But we never saw what Ganpati saw.
I saw sex, dude. That's all I saw. I don't know. I didn't watch the whole movie. I'll just be honest, okay? I was a turkey teenage kid. I was like, are kissing scenes. I'm like, are nice. 2011, peak. So I saw nice it was. Are I love the songs in that movie, dude. Yeah, amazing songs. Yeah, amazing songs. Movie mein. Us time pe to amazing songs. Now I haven't listened. Thank you for reminding me.
I don't know why it's in your mind. Aaja.
Yeah, please not. Let's not go there. Let's not dissect another movie. And bloody hell. You know what? I can also glamorize this movie. Which is Aaja Aaja. Oh, yeh movie hai na. Arre fuck, Sanjay.
Nasta.
सोनू निगम अक्षय कुमार सब है इस मूवी में. सनी देओल इज देयर. या वो मूवी इज
नागिन.
नागिन नहीं है रे. रुक रुक रुक. वेट वेट वेट. आई विल टेल यू व्हाट.
अरे नाग नागिन वाला है नाम क्या है.
हाँ नाम. वेट आई विल टेल यू. वेट वेट वेट. वेट वेट वेट. सोनू निगम.
अक्षय कुमार.
स्वेट सोनू निगम मूवी. Oh, fuck. Wow. Jaani Dushman, yes. Without googling, I got it. I have Jaani seen this Dushman. Movie so many times. I got. I was like, fuck, dude, kya movie hai? Fuck, I did not Google it. Yes, I got it. Jaani Dushman. Jaani Dushman, ek prem kahani, ek anokhi kahani. Fucking hell. Fucking hell, that movie is a beautiful example of what empathy should not look like. This is fucking hell. What a genius movie that was, yaar. But let's not go there. Let's not go there. Chalo, let's
last action sequence aa raha hai mere dimag mein bas.
Climax karte hai abhi shoot, theek hai? Chal, we'll shoot the climax of the episode right now. Where, since we have also like all, like clearly we have diverted from the topic so hard. It's so weird to bring back with a deep question. The deep question being, how is it that we can try changing things, like at least in our circle, like why is it that we see empathy in such a negative, a lot of people see negative in a such a bad light, where abhi tum log dekho na, like as Ganpati mentioned, how it's like used as a slur now in a, like if you say something respectful, like okay, we are not supposed to take Pakistan thing as an example. Now a lot of people don't want war, but there are some chutiyas who are like, "Arey, no, army people should kill everybody else." I'm like, okay, nice, which is good. It's so horrible to just wish death upon people, no matter who you are. That's just fucked up. Apparently, when you say these things out loud, you are going to be like, oh my God, how can you say this? How are you supporting the enemy or whatever? I'm like, no, I'm not supporting the enemy. I'm not doing that. I'm just against the idea that you have to resort to killing human beings or killing anybody for that matter, just because your problems is not solved or your gratification is not achieved. So how do you think in what state we are in, or from what we see, and how do you think there is a change that can be possible, at least in our own circle? Because I think change is not achieved in the world without the circle itself, firstly. Because our circle is the world, and which then grows on, grows on, grows on, and then we start supporting. So yeah, please tell me.
I think what you said, I mean, you already answered it. It comes with gratification, first thing, to be like empathy. Like if one is grateful for things that he or she has, automatically those people tend to empathize much better, in a better way. That's what I have seen till now.
Cool. That's a very valid point. Very cool point.
I would say now that growing up, empathy has been ripped out of our system. You need to suffer to be actually empathized.
It's fucking sad that we have to do through that. Yeah.
But unless there is suffering at a personal level, empathy doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's such a Naruto dialogue, yeah. I know I shouldn't be saying it, but there's a beautiful, like, you should be watching. One of the most beautifully written characters is Pain. Oh, the character's name is Pain, okay. It's one of the most beautiful, like, I've never seen a character more, like, never. Pain and Itachi Uchiha, there's a character. These two characters, they're my favorite characters ever in history or whatever I've read, watched, anything for that matter, because they articulately point out how suffering yields a lot of things, like how like it's so articulately put, like, you in this world that we live in right now, we are so used to inflicting pain, we are not acknowledging pain. Like, your pain is okay, but you don't see what I'm going through. Like, you are able to see that you are having problems, sure, but you are not able to see that I am having much, yeah, like the horrible problems that you are not able to see, because you are blinded by your rage, you are blinded by your emotions, you are blinded by your privilege, actually. And I know I'm keep using this term privilege a lot, because a lot of people are not using it, and it's fucking pissing me off. Like, a lot of people are not using it. I was like, not understanding and not checking their privileges. So, like, fucking check your privilege. Yeah, you have something, you have a great thing going on. I mean, I understand not everybody is privileged. I understand. I'm not saying that everybody is, but the power that a privileged person holds, and you can check your privilege first just by looking at if you are able to afford an internet connection. That's all that it takes. That's all. Like, if you are able to have a bed, you have a fan running, you have internet connection, Aisa sir, you are more privileged. And it's not a bad thing to accept that you have privilege. That's all, because it provides you with tools to help people. That's all. And if not help people, at least to, like, understand things. Simple. Empathetically speaking, at least. Yeah, Ganpati, please.
This is where the conversation with that guy yesterday came down to as well. While we were talking about feminism, I had put up a story where it said, if all men took responsibility, if men took responsibility of, I am so turned down looking at her, instead of saying, oh my God, she's so hot, she turns me on, a lot of problems would be solved. So that's where the conversation started, and he had a problem with all of that. Then I said, dude, you are privileged. Are you saying that I'm privileged just because I have the body of a man? I said, yes, of course. Then he said, then he also started talking about what about privilege of being a Brahmin and all of that. Do you think Brahmins are not lynched and all of that? Of course they. Do you think so? He said, privilege. I don't think it's a privilege. If I am be if For, he said something like, I don't believe in the caste system, but I am a Brahmin. I said, yes, but you're still privileged. Why? How is this privilege when it is about something that I don't even care? Then I asked him, do you
उसको
have
एक
a
एग्जाम्पल देने का ना, कि हिटलर का
choice?
एग्जाम्पल देने का था ना वहां पे, कि तेरे आंखों में पट्टी बांध दिया लेकिन जूस फिर भी मर रहा है, फिर भी वो मर रहा है, सो इट डजंट सॉल्व एनीथिंग, दे आर स्टिल डाइंग, इट्स जस्ट यू हैव पुट अ ब्लाइंड फोल्ड, दैट्स ऑल. लाइक,
Very simply, anybody who has a choice is privileged. As simple as that.
ब्रिलियंट यार.
Anybody who has a choice is privileged. I asked him, you said you don't believe in caste. Very good. But do you have a choice of entering a temple or not? The people belonging to the Dalit or the Harijan community, they don't have the choice. They are not allowed. They're forbidden. Doors are closed. They don't have a choice. Feminism or anything for that matter is not about saying somebody's better or not better or somebody else is less. It's about creating a space where everybody has a choice. Now the privilege has become, privilege by itself is not a bad word.
Yeah.
Everybody has privileges. Some have a lot, some have less. Privilege by itself is not a bad thing. What you do with the privilege is what matters. It's just like how you do, what you do with a pen or a knife. A knife in the hands of a surgeon can save lives, in the hands of a madman can destroy them. Just like that,
Correct.
it is as simple as that. Privilege is choice. If you can choose to do anything, you are privileged. That's why I read somewhere being apolitical is also a privilege. Your house wasn't put down.
Correct.
Your house was run down. You were not
Correct.
thrown into the streets overnight. Stones were not pelted at your house.
Exactly.
Correct, correct, correct. Full.
Are rightist or a leftist, you can never be a political. If you are, you are privileged.
100%.
And let us somewhere. If you have a choice, you are privileged. That shook me up. I was, dude, yes. And that's when
Yeah.
I also realized that being privileged is not, it's not bad at all.
No, it's
And
not.
that's where empathy comes in. You,
Correct.
what you do with your privilege, what you do with your choices, what you choose to do with your privilege, that creates all the change. So coming back to your question, what creates that change is making first let people be aware that we have a choice. And if we do have a choice, we are privileged, and by privilege, by the privilege by itself is not bad. What you do with it matters.
Correct.
Then
you know,
empathy,
sorry, sorry, please, please, yeah.
That's it.
Great. A brilliant, brilliant line analogy, actually. What I was, now I have a dark thought here, in the sense ki, and it's not, there's no cynicism and stuff here. The problem here, where a lot of times where I see is, when a person, empathy yahan pe kaise wahan pe lack ho raha hai, is basically, like Ganpati, I'll take your case here, where you were having a conversation with the guy. The conversation is not about privilege also. It's about how my problems are, I'm talking about my problems when somebody else is talking about their problems. It's privilege does not mean that you stop talking about your problems. It's just stopping to hogging away problems of other people. That's it. That's all there is to it. There's nothing else. Like, for example, abhi, I'll tell, mere ko cancer hai. Ganpati, you wouldn't be coming and saying, are mere ko heart attack aaya hai. So, it's a problem. Hai.
It is like, they say like in childhood, they say like, तुझे बेटर फील करने के लिए मैंने बोल दिया ऐसा
हाँ वो भेज
नहीं होता है
अबे इट्स सो फकिंग इंफ्यूरिएटिंग
कैंसर मुझे है तुझे नहीं है
हाँ
मेरे बाल गिर रहे हैं मैं टकला हो रहा हूँ तू नहीं हो रहा है
अरे बट ठीक है ना हाँ वो इट्स सो फकिंग लाइक तू सामने जाके किसी को बोले यार मेरे को
मैं बोल रहा हूँ
मेरे गलती से कैंसर है मेरे को फकिंग हेल व्हाट इज दिस But that's just, theek hai yaar, that's blatant disrespect, whatever. But I see a lot of times where, when I'm talking about my problem, hundreds of people will be like, do you know what my problem is? But do you know what my problem is? And obviously you will see in a lot of Instagram, typically female pages on the comment section. Like, do you think this is your problem? I'll tell you what my problem is. And nobody has come and told ki, Yo, dude, that's a problem, of course, but why are you telling it here? To apna space. There's a whole space out there. There's a world out there where you can actually talk about your problems and put your problems forth. That's why internet exists for a reason. That's why social media exists for a reason, to actually provide problems so that you can also understand and you can also get your support and validation that you have. Sure. But you hogging the spotlight is the basic, basic lack of empathy. Wahan pe. Wahi pe it stops. So, कहां से we can go forward and stuff? That's the dark thought here. कि आगे fucking we talk about our problems only when we can't see other people having problems.
Yeah.
Because you are like, how is this person having a problem? Even I'm having a problem. Nobody's listening to me.
That's where I came across this line. We speak. We communicate to speak. We don't communicate to listen.
To listen. Yeah. Great. 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 Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, Arsita.
Guys.
Arsita, please. Yeah.
Again, waiting for you to
finish. Are sorry, sorry, yaar. Apan log thoda philosophical.
No.
Sorry.
So, let's say, for answering your question after listening to all of you, I'm just going to say that empathy starts from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna reflect everything, like your choices, you understanding what privileges you have, what choices you have, what you can do with them, what you can, you know, you have a choice to listen to someone else's problem. You can acknowledge it that tumhare paas, you have problems, you have a bundle of problems within yourself no matter how privileged or underprivileged or anything, you guys, everybody has problems. Some problems are bigger, some problems are small. I don't even want to put it in your groups also. Everybody has their own problem and you need to understand that. You need to acknowledge that everybody as a person has their own shit.
Correct. Literally, no? Literally. sorry. My dog. Okay.
That's okay. So, you just have to acknowledge that. And I think from that, the empathy comes up. That, okay, so you're listening to someone. That gives you an authority. It's not even authority. It's like a privilege in itself. That you're able to feel empathetic to someone. And it's not that you're gonna, they're talking about their problems and you push up yours. Ke mere sath ye ho raha hai. Tere paas ghar nahi hai, mere paas parents hi nahi hai. Tu kya soch raha hai, dekh le. It's like, he has his problem, I have my problem. Okay, let's listen to that. And I think from that, you get through, you show that empathy to your circle. And I guess some people learn that, some people unlearn what they have been learning and try to adapt what it is happening. And I guess that's how it becomes bigger and bigger, and that's how people learn. So it's just that you have to show empathy to gain empathy also. Again, you need to. There's no fucking reason at any point of time that you being an asshole can be justified. So we all four of us have grown to an age. We have learned a lot of things which we unlearned, which we were taught, and we have come to a point where we are talking about these things in a better perspective way, because there are a lot of people who think that these things are shit. Literally, because if we can learn and unlearn things, I think a lot of people can. Not even talking about being privileged or unprivileged or anything. Like, you just have to unlearn, learn things. That's what life is, I guess.
Yeah. अरे हम लोग बहुत ज्यादा ओवर कॉन्वोल्यूट कर दिया है लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स वेयर वी हैव आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट अस आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट थिंग्स इन जनरल वेयर लाइक हाउ आर दे गोइंग टू कम टू दिस आई एम लाइक डोंट नो इट्स जस्ट हैविंग कॉन्वर्सेशंस विद एन ओपन माइंड इट्स ऑल कम्स डाउन टू दैट जस्ट लेटिंग गो ऑफ दैट आई नो इट्स अ लिटिल डिफिकल्ट बट लेटिंग गो ऑफ दैट ईगो दैट इज टेलिंग यू दैट यू आर राइट ऑल द टाइम यू आर नॉट राइट ऑल द टाइम यू आर नॉट Chances are, if you are a human being, you are wrong 99% of the times, and that's okay. That's why we are not really spoiler alert. We are not the intelligent species we claim to be. We are fucked up individuals, each and every one of us, who came forth from cruel, selfish killing of other species. Just saying. So So this is there. Now the thing is, how can we make this better? This is having conversations, talk to people. It's, you know, this wave of change, because you know, a lot of time I see when this Sushant Singh Rajput death happened, when this sudden conversation started about mental health and stuff, and a lot of people started talking about it, and it was happening, the conversations was happening, and then it suddenly took a dark turn, and we're like, oh, suicide to kiya hai nahi, how can a person commit suicide, it was a murder tha ye, because he's such a vibrant soul, he talked about physics and all, how can he die, I'm like, buddy, I mean, he talked about physics, you could have seen the science, he wanted to reach heaven, so anyway, you should have seen the science, I'm sorry, yaar.
Cancel.
I'm just saying, people actually say this as an argument. They were like, yeah, physics pada. I'm like, well, so pada to kya karu main? So are you literally saying the people who study physics don't die or what? What does that mean? Who don't commit suicide? That's not what it means. It's just say like you have a conversation. That's, it's important part is to have this talk. talk about problems. It's okay to talk about problems. It's okay to not be ki iska problem ka to then I'll talk about my problem. So sometimes it's okay to just shut the fuck up and be like, okay, this is my problem. I'll listen to your problem. I'll be there. And then once she's in an okay space or he's in an okay space, like, okay, can you please listen to me? I have this problem. Being vulnerable in that state is fine. And that's what matters in that moment. It doesn't have to be. There's itna complex nahi hai jitna is ban chuka hai. This world, it's not that complex. Please go, don't go to social media and look for fucking everything. Doesn't imply itna convoluted setup nahi hai. Just talk to your friends, be nice. When you start being nice now, say something nice, you automatically want to be nice after a while. Like, okay, this thing start changing. Unless you are a terrorist, sure. Unless you are that, wo nahi hai, toh you can try. But yeah, on that note, actually, namaste. How was the conversation, guys, for you guys? Like, yeah.
I still have a lot of things to add up.
Yeah. Oh, you had a lot. I'm so sorry. Like, 1 hour 30 minute ka episode ho gaya. I was like, time up kar do abhi. Ganpati, yeah, please go. Sorry.
To pick up from what you said, right? You have your problem. I have my problems. When it goes back to these two things, communication about, it's about listening and not about speaking. And when we share kindness or empathy, whatever, however you want to call it, it is not about comparing whose pain or sorrow is bigger. I know that I said suffering needs to be there to be empathetic, but more often than not, we are so egoistic. It is ego. So, for instance, if somebody says, "Hey, you spoke so well," and I say, "Hey, no man, I was horrible and all of that," I'm still keeping the focus on me. What I didn't do well. I didn't do this. That's still ego. If somebody says you spoke so well, and I say, "Thank you, man. I appreciate it." Now I am thanking him for recognizing me. That's where ego is going. So. This is something my coach told me. So in the same way, when there is, as much as I said, suffering leads to empathy, ideally it should. But because we are egoistic human beings, we have something called an ego, we start thinking that only what we go through is valid and everything else is invalid unless it is obviously or tangibly difficult to see. Or it happens to someone near and dear to us. Until then, we don't realize that even if you have suffered, for instance, suffering need not be really as, not to put a pin saying this is big suffering or small suffering. Suffering need not be as intense as molestation. Some people find it traumatizing just to be shirtless around people. I have heard stories like that. And that's when I realized that when I was in a very similar situation, it did not hurt me at all. But to that one person, it was traumatizing. It kept, he was 26 when he was sharing this. Now he'll be 30 or so when he shared this. So it still traumatizes him. So just because you went through the same thing and you did not suffered something, that does not invalidate what the other person went through. So kindness is not about comparing, like, as much as empathy is about putting yourself in other shoes, it is not about, if I were there, would I have felt the same? No. If you were him, you would still have felt the same. If you say that you are not going to feel the same, then you are being you and not him or her in that place. So, and once that understanding, awareness comes, sensitization happens, which itself is another bad word apparently. Being sensitive has become a slur again. Sensitization is just being aware, cognizant. That does not mean that you're being any weak or something. So when these little things fall into place, when you understand that this comes only with effort yourself, you have to work on yourself, otherwise you cannot expect others to teach you all this.
Also, you have to accept that people are going to be dickheads to you. Yes. When you go down this path, you're going to meet a lot of people who are going to be against with your ideologies and stuff. But the important part is to just accept that you don't want them in your life and move on. And understand that it's okay. See, empathy is not about ki main, every person I meet, I'll be the most incredible human being or not to them. Aisa, aisa. It's just not wishing ill upon them, moving on and trying to be empathetic to yourself as well. Empathy is not just for others, it's for yourself as well, for that instant to just, and also, I'm just going to say this, and we can wrap this up with this. And if anybody has a final point of view, you can also put forth. But I have this thing that I want to say is, we as a podcast show itself, everybody, the podcast show itself, this is not a perfect space. We will fuck up. It's fine. That's the part. It's fine. We'll take a, if we have, because the intention is to not hurt someone or be insensitive towards a certain issue or a certain topic. It's about having that conversation so that if we are wrong, we'll take accountability and we'll correct and we become better. That's all there is to it. I understand that a lot of people have problems and stuff. But this construction of a perfect human being, it doesn't exist, because no human being is perfect. No human being is going to be perfect. There's no concept of perfect human being. If you were a perfect human being, you would have been in heaven, because they need soldiers. So I'm just saying. So what I'm saying, it's fine. It's fine that, and I'm here acknowledging, at least in my, I claim to be in the podcast, that whatever we say shit is not entirely true. 100% is not true. And it's, we are not claiming, like, I stand by these statements now, but of course I'll change if there is something, if I'm called out or whatever, if I feel something is wrong, and if I'm not just feel, if the person is like providing emotions which are true, which are different perspectives, obviously I'm going to acknowledge them and I'm going to take accountability. That's where it stands. And the Irrelevant Story stands for that. So it's fine. Thank you so much for that. And Juri, is there any final points that you would like to project? And then we can wrap this up. Chale.
Ha-ha. Now final point is, like, since we are talking about empathy, empathy can't be ended without talking about therapy, because this is what exactly happens in therapy. Your therapist is being empathetic to you. That's what happens. And if people were empathetic to each other, I think you'd save a lot of money. Just that's it.
Or to empathy, reke bhi aake, you end up going to therapist only. Look at me, look at me, fucking hell, 4 years of empathetic, got me 4 years of therapy. So, yeah.
It's just not about empathy, na?
Why? See, I mean, it takes away the focus that you do, yeah, the work that they do. So it's not, I don't think it's about empathy also. Mental health itself is actual battle in itself. So, can't just speak empathy is therapy. Public hai, must kaam karte.
That's a key point from where it begins.
Like, yeah.
The other person is listening to you, acknowledging your problems, things like that.
You know, my first conversation with empathy itself started from a therapist, actually. Now that I look back. Yeah. Because I was not used to this. I was really not used to this. Like, mereko sachi mein laga tha when I... this was in Scotland. I was in Scotland. Yeah. So I was going to see my counselor, which was in school. Huh? Yeah.
Subtle flex. I was in Scotland.
No. There's a depression story attached to it. Kya flex karu aap? Jack Daniels piya. Main 5 pound mein. For flex. Gareeb hai wo. But correct. Of course, privileged. Anyway, of course, privileged. So, what happened? I was waha pe main book kiya, I went, and I was talking to this. So, this counselor came, and it was a dark room, hai, red lights. Hai. I was like, okay, where am I? Kya ho gaya yahan pe? कुछ तो अलग ही चल रहा है ये कॉलेज कुछ ज्यादा ही फॉरवर्ड थिंकिंग नहीं है बट एनीवे सो दिस थेरेपिस्ट केम द काउंसलर केम एंड इट वाज दिस सैड देयर एंड वी वर जस्ट फिलिंग फॉर्म्स एंड दे वर गोइंग थ्रू थिंग्स एंड इन माय माइंड आई वाज सो यूज्ड टू द अदर पर्सन टेकिंग ओवर की ओके ओ माय गॉड दिस इज व्हाट यू गोइंग थ्रू आई विल टेल यू व्हाट आई एम ऐसा सर So that's fucking that transition when that happened, I was like 50 minutes of conversation and not once she spoke about herself. that was very eye-breaking. Sorry, eye-breaking. But like mind-boggling for me. But like, oh my god. Now that I look back, in that moment I didn't realize it, but I think that paved the way for Aisa sir. And slowly turned into, okay, this is how it is and how things work and stuff. Pretty cool. Thank you so much, Arshita, reminding me for that. Shriya, please follow.
Yeah, I just said one last thing about when we are talking about problems and all that. I think when we realize that we are all not same. Everyone is unique in their way. If we realize that, then I think that itself, that solves most of the problems. Because when we say, right, like, your problem might seem a very basic thing or very mere thing to me. My problem might seem might be a big thing to someone else. So it's like we are brought up different way. We have different upbringings. We have different life experiences and everything. So when we realize that we all are unique and we are not the same way, or we don't behave or whatever it is, we don't do everything the same way, that itself we know that the other person might be going through a lot of shit, and it's not necessary to pile on our shit on their shit, and just listen to them.
ये तो अलग ही conversation topic है bro, सच्ची. This is a really I'm not even kidding, because then the conversation also comes with like a lot of adults end up thinking, like people who have achieved a lot in their life and they give you advice, and then we are like, buddy, but I'm not you. Then the question of respect comes there. I'm like, why are you not respecting me? I achieved this much. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't care. So yeah, that's been on that note, on that fuck you note to all the influencers out there. thank you so much, audiences who were here listening to us. I hope you all enjoyed this conversation. It was a really different conversation from the usual conversations that we actually have on this podcast. But thank you so much. Tum log, if you guys support Aisa Love Work Show, then please follow us on Instagram. It will help us understand how many people actually like us and how many people are just there for their friends, and then they fuck off immediately the moment they listen to one episode. So don't be that dickhead. Actually follow the internet stories. I'm sorry if I'm being an asshole, but yeah. Thank you so much, everybody. Genuinely means a lot. Spotify, please give us a follow, give us a like, and share it with your friends if you like the episode. Please tell us how you like the episode. Yeah, just share your stories or whatever. Send us DMs. Tell us what would you like to listen to the in the next episode, actually. So it'll really help us in a way ki it will help us understand what we should not talk about and what a lot of people want us to hear. I might ignore that suggestion, but anyway, please suggest na dekhte. So thank you so much, and all the panel members, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for you being here. Really means a lot that you guys came and had this conversation. So thank you. Ciao. See you next week. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Take care.